Welcome to the Veritas Equipping Podcast, a podcast designed to provide insight, resources, and biblical wisdom. Our mission as Veritas Church is raise up mature disciples, send out everyday missionaries, glorify God. Join us as we pursue Jesus to become mature disciples and effective disciple makers for God's glory.
Well, hey, Veritas. My name is Matt Hofert, here with Jake Each, and we are doing the Beyond the Message podcast. So typically what we do is we take the preacher and look back at the previous Sunday and kind of give them a chance to expand on or kind of go deeper with the content that they were preaching over because
Explain
they might not have
had
time.
Yeah, exactly.
This past Sunday was different, though, because we were not in our building. We were off-site, and there wasn't exactly a message per se.
There was no message. So how do we go beyond that?
Right, yeah, exactly. But, Jake, we were off-site for a couple of different reasons, one primarily being the building, right? We had people in our building doing chairs, assembling those, and so our auditorium was not necessarily conducive to a service.
Yeah, the halls are full of boxes. There's no place to sit in the auditorium. There's a swap on chairs. Construction happened all over the place and bathrooms being adding some stalls there. So yeah, a lot going on here that got in the way of a gathering.
Yeah. So we were off site and we chose to not necessarily give a message. We're just kind of gather as a family. So you just want to kind of explain the thinking behind that, more so than just being out of our building, but like what was beneficial about this past Sunday?
Yeah. We looked at a lot of places. I didn't. There was people who looked into a lot of places on where to meet, and there wasn't a lot of options. And we ended up in Mays Island. It's a Park Plaza, was it?
Yeah.
And we got it, and I walked out there, and it was like, are we going to fit? And the sentiment was like, I don't know.
We'll see.
Even Matt Tatey, one of our elders, brings out a hunting app and is like taking measurements and how much square foot everybody. And it's like, well, let's just pack it in. Sometimes church falls into thinking it's an event you go to. It's a show that you go and just kind of you're a spectator on it, and really not seeing it as a part of a group of people.
Yeah.
Like we mentioned Sunday, like one of the things the church in Acts 2 is devoted to was just fellowship. And we intentionally wanted to provide more time of like, let's share a meal together. Let's hang out and connect with one another. And that was the sweetest thing from Sunday, just seeing how long people stayed after talking, eating together and just kind of feeling like, yeah, this is the church body. And that was sweet. And also it's like you don't need a stage and a full band. We need our voices and just the priority of the congregation singing and to do it downtown in the heart of our city.
Absolutely.
Like, right? Is it our capital? Or like what? It's the
you live in Cedar Rapids a lot longer than I have, so I have no idea.
It's like the courthouse.
Yes. Yeah.
And to proclaim our allegiance to King Jesus there at that location was sweet.
Yeah, it was great. And so you did get up front, though, and talk for a little bit. You just kind of referenced Labor Day, but then also just invited us to pray that we would find our rest in Christ. And so just want to maybe expand on that a little bit and kind of why you see that not only being important for Christians in general, but just for our church body.
Yeah. Labor Day, I don't know the exact history on it, but there's a sense of like we're taking a break.
Yeah.
I think in our culture of busyness, Labor Day has turned into how do I catch up on all the stuff I'm behind on? So I don't know how much break is happening. Hopefully people cooked out and enjoyed family and had a rest. But where does rest come from?
Right.
We've all experienced going on vacation and coming back and feeling like we need a vacation from our vacation. Or what gives us rest? And there's physical rest. We're physical beings. We get tired. We need sleep. We need rest. But you can have a restless soul. And I think that's more what people struggle with. It's like, okay, I went on vacation. I took a nap. I'm well rested. Why am I so exhausted? And it's probably a lot because of a restless soul. And where do we find real rest or peace or contentment? It's found in Christ. And it's the work that he has done on our behalf, which gives us rest. So we went to that passage in Hebrews 10, I think verses 11 and 12, where it talks about, you know, when Christ finished his work on the cross, he sat down.
Yeah.
And it's a symbol of like, it's finished. Yeah. Like he's declared it on the cross that it's finished, but it's not just finished. It's accomplished. He sat down, and because he's seated, we could be at rest.
Right.
And just having an eternal rest and peace. No matter what happens in our world today, like, yeah, Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. It's done. It's finished. It's accomplished.
Yeah.
That's where our rest comes from. And just trying to point people back to that.
Yeah, and you invited us to just circle up and pray, and I just remember kind of looking to my kids and kind of explaining, especially to my little ones, like why we can find rest in Christ and what that means. And it was just encouraging to be reminded of the fact that we don't have to strive. We don't have to try and earn God's approval. We don't have to try to do any of these things because Christ has already done them for us. And so just a great reminder, not only for our family, but just for our church family of that fact too.
Yeah, and to speak on that in that context at this time, by this context, I mean in front of like government buildings.
Right, yeah.
In an election year where there's a lot of unrest.
Yep.
To just remind like Christians, we have rest.
Yeah.
Like no matter what happens, God is on the throne. Jesus is seated next to him in his right hand because his work is accomplished. Let's not lose our minds. Let's actually be at peace because of Christ. Not a false peace based on, you know, like, well, this is happening in our government, but, you know, I got a good nest egg, so I have
yeah,
no,
right.
But because of Christ's work, we have peace. So
right, that's good. So it was a great day to be outside, beautiful weather, great to kind of gather with our church family. Like you said, we stayed for a long time afterwards, just fellowshipping, eating a meal together, which was great. This next Sunday, we'll be back in our building. We're going to have some new chairs, right? But you've talked about 2 Corinthians and kind of just why we're doing that and what you look forward to in the past. But even just maybe as we go into this Sunday, like what are you really hoping that our people grab a hold of and see?
2 Corinthians, like when we kicked off, there's a lot of potential parallels between the culture of Corinth and the culture of America.
Yep.
And America can be a really hard place to be a Christian. And there's things that Paul challenges the Corinthian people. It's like, oh, we need to hear that. We need to have a better idea of suffering.
Yeah.
We need to have a better idea of our identity in Christ. We need to have a better idea of just a release from materialism.
Yep.
And generous people. So there's just so much in that book particular that's speaks to us and our circumstances that I'm really looking forward to. And being in it a long time just to settle in and good grasp on the Bible, on what he's saying.
For sure. Yeah, I think it's encouraging for our people. And it is. So often when you read the Bible, you kind of think like, at least the prideful side of me thinks, how could people think this way? How could people do this? And then you zoom out and look at your own life and those around you, like we're doing the exact same thing.
Oh, yeah.
And so what a great opportunity for our church to dive into a book that I think will challenge us and convict us over the course of this semester. With that said, Veritas, hey, we had a great time for those of you who were gathering with us this past Sunday. Excited to be back in our building, but more important than that, excited to worship with you all and dive into God's Word together. So, Jake, appreciate your time beyond the message that didn't exist, but it's good to talk about our time away. Yeah. So, Veritas, hey, we appreciate you. Have a great week.